This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. The Election Commission has said that 1,210 candidates are in fray for the second phase of Lok Sabha polls across 13 states and UTs. A total of 2,633 nominations were filed for 88 constituencies. After the scrutiny, 1,428 nominations were found to be valid. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for this phase will be held on 26th of this month. In second phase, Kerala has a maximum of 500 nominations from 20 parliamentary constituencies, followed by 491 nominations from 14 constituencies in Karnataka. Minimum of 14 nominations were received from one constituency in Tripura. None that parliamentary constituency in Maharashtra received a maximum of 92 nominations. The Election Commission has directed the Union Home Ministry to deploy 100 more companies of Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, CAPF, in West Bengal to conduct free and fair Lok Sabha elections. Sources said 55 companies of Central Reserve Police Force and 45 companies of Border Security Forces are being deployed by the Home Ministry on the instructions of the Commission. The sources said officials have been directed to complete the deployment of an extra 100 companies of CAPF in West Bengal on or before the 15th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that India has demonstrated that nothing is impossible for it to achieve. The Prime Minister was addressing an election rally at Pilibhit in Uttar Pradesh today. He said that the Congress government used to seek help from the world, but during the COVID pandemic, India sent medicines and vaccines to the world. He added that when country is strong, then the world listens to that country. The Prime Minister said that there is an emergence of new job opportunities for the youth. 8 parliamentary constituencies in Uttar Pradesh will vote in first phase of Lok Sabha polls on April 19. These are Saharanpur, Kairana, Muzaffarnagar, Bijnor, Nagina, SC, Moradabad, Rampur and Pilibhit. Prime Minister is on a 2-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. He will hold a roadshow in Chennai today and address 2 public meetings tomorrow. The roadshow in Chennai will cover segments of both South Chennai and Central Chennai. Tamilisai Sondararajan is BJP's South Chennai candidate, while Vinod P. Selvam is taking on DMK's Dayanidhi Maran from Central Chennai. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will first address a public meeting in Vellore, canvassing votes in support of Ali PMK's Dharmapuri candidate Soumya Ambumani and AC Sanmugam, another alliance party leader who is contesting on the BJP symbol from Vellore. The Prime Minister will then reach Mettupalayam near Coimbatore and address a public meeting in support of BJP candidates from Nilgiris, Dr. L. Murugan, Coimbatore K. Annamalai and Pollachi K. Vasantharajan. Elections to 39 Lok Sabha seats in Tamil Nadu will be held on 19th of this month. In Maharashtra, the Mahavikas Aghadi has announced its seat sharing deal. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray and State Congress President Nana Patole announced the seat sharing arrangements for the 48 parliamentary seats in the state. The Shiv Sena UBT will contest on 21 Lok Sabha seats. The Congress Party will fight on 17 and the NCP SP on 10 seats in Maharashtra. Delhi's Rose Avenue Court has extended the judicial custody of BRS leader K. Kavitha till the 23rd of this month in a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy scam. She is in judicial custody after arrest in the Delhi excise policy money laundering case. A Delhi court had yesterday denied interim bail to her. Kavitha is allegedly a key member of the South Group. It has been accused of paying the ruling up in Delhi kickbacks of 100 crore rupees in return for a big share of liquor licenses in the national capital. Kavitha was arrested from her Banjara Hills residence in Hyderabad on March 15 by the Enforcement Directorate. The National Investigation Agency NIA today moved the Calcutta High Court and has sought quashing of an FIR against its officials who went to West Bengal's Bhupatinagar for a raid in connection with the agency's probe into a blast case. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.